Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you can still find your target market with something that they're interested in, then you still have your target market and you have them captive and you have them interested and you can just go about it more in like a passive way.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to ask you, do you have a strategy right now where you are getting leads that come into your inbox while you're sleeping? Do you have a strategy where you are optimized with both Google AdWords and SEO, search engine optimization? If not, then guess what? Today's your lucky day. We've got a free strategy session just for you, and it's with Dan Barrett. If you recognize his name, he was a guest on episode 565, and he is the only certified Google partner agency that works exclusively with real estate investors. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy and get a free strategy session to learn with him how to implement an online strategy for your market in both SEO and Google AdWords. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy. Best ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate podcast. And with us today, because it's Sunday, we're going to do a special segment called Skill Set Sunday. And the skill you're going to learn today is how our guest was able to successfully launch a mobile app that has gotten 5,000 downloads in 4 days, and a Facebook page that is the largest social media group in their state, has over 55,000 likes on Facebook over a period of about 12 months, and an Instagram profile with over 33,000 followers. We're going to learn how he was able to get this presence up and running in a relatively short amount of time so that we can apply these learnings to our marketing business as we market our real estate companies, our real estate deals, properties, etc. With us today to tell us how he did it and how we can do it, Ryan Wallace. How you doing, Ryan?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, my friend. And besides what I just mentioned, I want to mention a couple other things. Ryan is based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He is the owner of New Mexico Life, and you can say hi to him at his website, which you can click through in the show notes page. With that being said, Ryan, you want to tell us the story of how you were able to launch this large of a presence in such a short amount of time?
Yeah, I would love to. So it originally started with me starting a solar company, which I still own, called New Mexico Solar Group. But I wanted to get like a local presence. And so I started featuring other people's pictures on Instagram and other photographer places in New Mexico to give people that local feel. And then found out I had something good and started exploding. And really, I just spent a lot of time just following people and liking their pictures. And it just started developing really quickly. And we ended up passing the state, who's spent $11 million on tourism. That's their budget in New Mexico. And we ended up passing their social media presence. And the key was just always giving credit to other people for the pictures, being really gracious, and making sure to interact with other people as well, and just listening to our social media following and making sure they stayed passionate about our brand.
All right. Well, what type of business results has this gotten for you?
Awesome. Once we were able to get the large following, and the main thing was interaction. Since it was all organic, we have over 7 million impressions in a month on our social media on average. We were able to launch an app, and we launched that roughly 4 days ago, and we've had over 5,000 downloads, and now we've got some of the biggest brands in the state that are advertising with us, Hatch Green Chili, Lake Slotter Burger, and we're getting contacted by real estate agents to list on our app. We're getting contacted by jobs to post on our app, and we were interviewed by all the major media outlets here in New Mexico, and then we were able to be in the two main newspapers in Albuquerque as well, so it's been awesome.
Where do you get these pictures from?
From local photographers here in New Mexico. So we reach out to them on Instagram or Facebook and just ask them, hey, you know, love your picture. We'd love to feature it. Just send us the picture, info on the picture, and your name so that we can give you a shout out. And then they'll send us these gorgeous pictures and they get more publicity, so they like it. And then we get, of course, more followers because they like what we're posting. Mm. And we don't have to go take the pictures. We just use them from the photographers.
How many photographers are you working with to give you pictures?
We work with anybody whose picture comes up that we like. We tell them in our social media to use our hashtag or tag us in the pictures so that we see them. And then we just choose whichever pictures we like. But we're probably working with 100 to 200 photographers, but we work with probably like a main core of like 40 or 50.
So help me understand the details of the process. Let's say you have zero photographers that you've found so far. Like for whatever reason, the 200 people, photographers that you're working with, 1 to 200, they're gone. How would you approach starting another page or this page, but how would you approach finding photographers? What specifically would you do?
I could easily duplicate this process in any state or any country or anywhere that I wanted. So essentially what I would do is I would start a page emphasizing that niche, if it's a state or a country or a city or whatever niche I'm trying to portray. And then I would just start searching in Instagram personally to start it. And I would start searching under hashtags for that city. So if it was the LA region, you know, I'd look under like Disneyland pictures and Ducks pictures, you know, just start looking under whatever brings pride to that city or that region. And then whoever gets the most likes on those hashtags gets to be featured at the top. And that's just how Instagram works. And then I would look at those people and I would see which picture I liked the most. And I would just comment on the picture and say, hey, awesome picture. Everyone likes a compliment. And then say, you know what? If you'd like to be featured on my page, please email to this email with the picture, picture info, and Instagram, and we'll feature you. And they'll send it. Everyone will start emailing you if you keep asking. You know, maybe 1 out of 10 won't, but the majority of people are flattered, and they want more exposure anyways.
Mm. And then once you receive it, you post it, how do you give them attribution?
You just use the at sign or whatever, put their name, and then they're tagged in it. You can also tag them in the actual picture on Instagram or Facebook. And then they know that it's there. And the majority of the time, they'll actually jump on the thread and they'll say, hey, thank you so much for featuring me. And of course, you always respond back with social media. You want to make it an interactive and nice experience for everybody. So you say, you know what? Thank you so much for having a great picture. And then now we get on Facebook, we get about 1,000 new followers a week. And on Instagram, we're getting about 60 to 65 a week just organically for free.
It's a genius business model because it's a win-win for everyone. What gave you the idea of doing this?
Well, I was originally out taking the pictures on Instagram, and I can't say we're the first people to do this model either, but it was hard to get all the content on social media and post it and do my other responsibilities. So I just realized after a little bit, like, hey, there's a lot of photographers out there that can take much better pictures than me because I'm not even a photographer. And I know that they want credit, so I just started asking them to feature their pictures, and they turned out to be really gracious and thankful about the whole process, too. So, yeah, it worked out really great.
Why did you say you'd rather start on Instagram versus Facebook or Twitter?
We found that Twitter is great for businesses, but for individuals, it's a lot harder, and there's a lot more spam on Twitter. Facebook, you get the compounding effect of Twitter, you know, big time, where people can share. We get a ton of shares and we grow quicker on Facebook. But we found that the search engine on Instagram is so much cleaner to search under those hashtags the way that it's built out, or search by location under that search engine is just by far, at least for us, the easiest way to pinpoint our target market. So we're looking for people in New Mexico. So we look under the hashtag Albuquerque, New Mexico, Santa Fe, Las Cruces, or we'll look at the location. And on Facebook, it's just not nearly as clean.
I'm trying to think, and it's actually, I think, pretty straightforward how we could apply this in real estate, where we start a page emphasizing some aspect of real estate. If we're a fix and flipper, then maybe we just get pictures from other fix and flippers of properties they've done, unless we have a unlimited amount of pictures that we have. But it's okay to partner with others and give them attribution. They'd like that. Then post these pictures, and this could be like the fix and flip Facebook page. I don't think you'd have as stunning of pictures as you have, but it would be a way to replicate this for real estate.
I definitely agree. We found that if we say, hey, buy Hatch Green Chili, and we post a picture of Hatch Green Chili with a price tag, we're going to get next to nothing in interaction on our Facebook page. And our Instagram will be a lot more, because I think Instagram's easier to sell stuff on. But if you can still find your target market with something that they're interested in, then you still have your target market and you have them captive and you have them interested, and you can just go about it more in like a passive way. Like, we'll post a picture of green chili, of it being harvested, and say, yeah, this is amazing. Who loves Hatch Green Chili? And then have a little tag at the bottom saying, you can download our app and buy Hatch Green Chili right off the app, or something along those lines. And we get much, much better results. And I think you could apply that to real estate in the same way. If people have a ton of passion about your city or about your state or whatever, use that to your advantage. Take pictures of that. Take pictures of what they love. And then mention in the bottom, oh, by the way, I'm also real estate and I love this stuff too.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that you've got a win $100, post a picture with, and then you got a hashtag promoting your app and submit it in the app. How do things like that go with you? And this was posted on Facebook, but you're promoting your mobile app. So how effective is that?
It's been awesome. Always with an app, it's always hard to keep people interested and captive and interacting. So we have a section of our app where users can upload their own picture and people can comment on it, you know, similar to a social media site. When the contest was going to upload the pictures, we had 300 separate uploads from different users. So that was great. A lot of interaction, and it worked out well.
Anything else you want to mention to the best ever listeners as it relates to creating an online community as quickly as you have?
Yeah, it honestly, it takes time, but reach out to people. Like, if you just post pictures and just wait for them to come to you, not a lot of people are going to be as proactive as us. where they're searching and they're hungry. So what I do is I started following a lot of people on Instagram and liking two of their pictures, and then they'd follow me back. You know, probably two out of three people that I did that with were following me back. They liked my content, but also comment on their stuff on Facebook or message them. And people are happy to follow back. It doesn't cost anything for them. And if you have good content, they'll stay.
Where can the best ever listeners learn more about you?
We have a website called nmlife.io, or they can follow us on Facebook at nmlife or on Instagram at nmlife.io.
And why'd you pick IO?
Not many people know much about New Mexico, but if you look at our history, we were always quite a bit behind, and we only have 2 million people, and a lot of corporations pass us up because of bad legislation and stuff like that. So we wanted to come out and be as techie as possible, and we wanted to be progressive, and we want to help move New Mexico forward. And so we chose IO just because we felt it was a little more techie.
That is true. Okay. Well, Ryan, this has been inspirational for myself and any other best ever listener who's looking to create an online presence. You just gave us the recipe for how to do it. Now it's up to us to figure out how we can apply this recipe to real estate. I went through an example of how to do it with the fix and flip. The process is you start a page emphasizing a particular niche, fix and flip, wholesaling, apartments, whatever it is, land buying, and then search for hashtags for that particular niche. Might have to be a little bit more creative than what you're doing, because you've got people are taking pictures around the city. Ours is more a little bit more specific, but it's possible. Then get rights to those pictures by commenting on those pictures that are already being posted. Ask them if they want additional exposure. Email you at XYZ email with your name and the picture and a description of the picture, and then post it. And then it's just a cyclical process. So I appreciate you sharing your business structure and how you're able to get to this point. I have been scrolling through the pictures while we were talking because it's just so delightful to look at. I highly recommend everybody go check out their Facebook page, which you can find by just typing in N as in Nancy, M as in mom, space, life, L-I-F-E, New Mexico Life, N-M, life in Facebook, and you'll see all these wonderful pictures of New Mexico. So thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Joe.
If you're looking for home business strategies and how to have a successful one, then go to adamcoaches.com. That's adamcoaches.com. Adam is a previous best ever guest, episode number 76. He's a police officer. He's also a wholesaler, and he's got a successful home business. Go to adamcoaches.com and check it out.